Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, the weather is warm and sunny. It's a beautiful day in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for being outside. In Haifa, expect mild conditions continuing into the evening. Here are today's headlines. First, repeatedly attacked by Iran, Jordan faces challenges due to its alliance with the U.S. This comes amid rising energy prices and fears of instability in the West Bank, according to Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, Hezbollah fighters are trapped underground as the IDF secures a critical position in southern Lebanon. This follows weeks of combat, as reported by Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, the IDF has confirmed the elimination of Mohammed Mahmoud Marasht al-Qadi, a key Hamas commander, according to Walla. Separately, the U.S. is investigating a deadly strike at an Iranian wedding with concerns about an American munition being involved, I-24 News reported earlier. And finally, Nithya Raman, a candidate for mayor in Los Angeles, secures endorsement from the Democratic Socialists of America, despite previous clashes over Israel. This news comes from Forward. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared breaking news that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat in the U.S. House, has publicly condemned anti-Semitism, naming Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli minister, announced that Dutch representatives are being expelled from a Gaza support center in Kiryat Gat. This follows new Dutch legislation banning trade with Israeli settlements. Belaz News reports that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar, with Prime Minister Netanyahu's backing, has ordered Dutch diplomats out of Israel over the settlement trade ban. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's repeated attacks on Jordan, Times of Israel highlights that the kingdom has suffered hundreds of drone and missile strikes. These attacks strain Jordan as it grapples with energy costs and concerns about the West Bank stability. The situation underscores the challenges of Middle Eastern alliances. Turning to southern Lebanon, Ynet reports that IDF forces have successfully cut off key Hezbollah terrorists by securing underground routes. This move follows intense battles and marks a significant tactical gain for Israel. The development may alter the balance of power in the region. Meanwhile, Walla provides details on the elimination of Mohammed Mahmoud Marasht al-Qadi. As a commander of Hamas's Nukba battalion, he played a crucial role in past attacks against Israel. His removal is seen as a strategic victory for the IDF, potentially weakening Hamas's operational capabilities. In the context of international investigations, I-24 News notes the U.S. is probing a strike at an Iranian wedding. Initial findings suggest that an American-made munition may have been used. This incident raises questions about arms sales and accountability. Finally, from Forward, Nithya Raman's endorsement by the Democratic Socialists of America highlights the complex dynamics within U.S. politics regarding Israel. Her candidacy reflects shifting views and growing debates over foreign policy. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that the Arrow 3 missile defense system successfully intercepted a missile from Yemen in November 2023. This achievement marks a significant advancement in space-based defense technology. Separately, Walla Business notes a lack of holiday spirit affecting Israeli shoppers as Rosh Hashanah approaches. Economic strain and timing issues are leading to decreased consumer spending. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that PayPal is laying off nearly 25% of its workforce in Israel. This global restructuring affects around 70 employees in Tel Aviv. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.